When radio rookie Cheyenne Nelson moved from her high school on Long Island to a school that focuses on the arts in Brooklyn, she thought the environment would be peaceful. And even though Gotham Professional Arts Academy has fewer violent incidents than the city average, it's still too much for Cheyenne.
Some people call me a teacher's pet, but I just did it myself. I draw, pay attention in class, and I don't let anything affect my schoolwork. The most rebellious thing I've ever done is set off a firecracker last 4th of July.
Are you okay? You're a punk.
I like to make stuff more than I like to party. I don't party. For Halloween, I dedicate months to creating my own costumes. I only have a few friends, because if you have too many friends in high school, drama will find you. And drama can lead to huge fights, like the one that happened outside my school last year. As usual, someone from school recorded the fight and posted it on Facebook. The video begins with two girls grabbing and swinging at each other in the middle of the street. All the other people are just watching and cheering, as if they're gladiators. All of a sudden, there's a separate group kicking and punching a girl on the ground. Seeing all these kids in the middle of the street fighting and others cheering them on is infuriating, and it makes me sad. I chose my school because it focuses on the arts, and I thought it would be more chill than other schools. My classmate Joelle agrees with me.
We go to an art school, so there should be no reason why people should act tough. We act and we draw, so there should be no reason why people are in gangs, people throwing up their set, people flagging.
Those are all types of gang signs.
And I kind of feel like it's Gotham's fault a little bit for letting anyone in, but some of these kids just don't care, and that's basically what it is.
Isaac Mills, the dean of my school, agrees that some kids don't want to be here, and that's not good.
When I sit down and I think about all the kids that I've dealt with, those are students that didn't necessarily choose to come here because we offer arts. A lot of people choose this school because it's close to their house. And then when people are upset about the program, we don't have sports, we don't have this, and then they tend to act out.
Isaac told me they have no say in who's admitted to the school.
In your time as a teacher, have you seen any trends in fighting getting worse or better?
So the trend here, we had a very high frequency of fights in school, mostly among girls. When I started in 2009.
Then the school started using a new style of discipline called restorative justice.
As opposed to just sending a kid home and suspending them from school, we try to restore whatever was broken as far as that relationship is with that student and the other student that they were fighting with. So through those practices, we've seen a decrease in the amount of fights that happen and a decrease in the severity of the fights as well.
When restorative justice doesn't work, or a problem blows up like that huge fight last year, the head honchos go old school on us.
We've gotten privileges taken away because of, you know, the fact that we love to fight.
That's Joelle again.
What were some privileges taken away because of this?
Extracurricular activities like, or just school activities like the fashion show and dances. We can't even have dances anymore because of previous fights.
I used to be able to eat lunch upstairs in my history teacher's room. It's quiet in there, like a sanctuary. But last year, we weren't allowed to eat upstairs anymore. We had to eat in the cafeteria, where it's loud, crazy, and we couldn't leave for the whole lunch period. I felt trapped. Sometimes there are fights down there, and it can be chaotic. But it's the place where everyone socializes.
Can you state your name, grade, and age?
My name is Cece. I'm 16, and I'm in the 10th grade.
Cece has been in fights and had to go to mediation with the dean a couple times.
It does not work. Quite simple, it don't work.
What do you think they could do to, like, actually help in a way?
I don't know, honestly. I just feel like at the end of the day, what is it that you could do? You're always going to have friends behind you that's going to hype the situation up. And that person that you fought is going to have friends behind them. So regardless of whether you had a teacher sit in front of you and try to resolve the situation, once you leave that room and go back to your little group of friends, it's all going to be brought back up again, and you're going to start to feel yourself a little bit, and then you're just going to just feel the same way you felt before. You had that mediation, so it's just like, what's the point of it?
I think mediation does work, depending on the situation. But it seems like the better thing to do is to keep the vibes chill before they get to the point of needing that. So Gotham is starting a program this year where seniors mentor the freshmen to teach them how to navigate the drama of high school, and I volunteered to help. I'm not giving up on Gotham. I feel hopeful that this year, things will be a lot better. This past summer, I went to a college prep program at NYU. There was no drama, and definitely no fights. The most heated thing that happened was staying up until 1 in the morning, playing a really intense game of Uno. That's what I want my school to be like. For WNYC, I'm Ricker Reporter Cheyenne Adasa Nelson. Peace out.
Cheyenne's story was produced by Andrew Mambo and edited by Kari Pitkin.